Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Don't say my name checks in here.
With the Turd Scout.
He is a professional. A turd scout.
He is.
A dog waste removal technician.
Yes, he is.
Huh? I deal with potentially dangerous dogs all the time. 300 houses a week. Quite a few pit bulls in Omaha.
Yeah.
I will blame the breed.
Yeah.
I cannot enter any yard with any pit bull. None of them are nice. And I've had people let them outside while I'm cleaning their yard. Pepper spray and an air horn always on me, and I will not hesitate to smack a dog with my poop rake.
That's what they do when Nick does a corporate show. It's an air horn, pepper spray, and a poop rake. If Nick swears at a corporate show, they hit him with a poop rake.
Like, easy.
Use the air horn next time. I get it. I can't say balls. No rake next
well
time.
Well aware, yeah. Twice at genitals.
There's a rake. Just hit you in the side of the head.
Some German shepherds are nice, but still most of them are very aggressive, especially when defending their territory.
Yep.
You're picking up
their turds, man.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the dog owner's responsibility to make sure their dogs do not hurt people who are supposed to be there, delivery people or anyone doing authorized work on your property. Before I became a turd scout, a pit bull came through a fence and attacked my husky, almost killing him. Bit my hand in the process, had to get stitches, rabies shots, because the pit bull owner ran off.
Don't email us about this. We're on one side and you're on the other, so just don't. We don't care.
If you have a dog.
Pit bulls kill.
That can potentially kill people. Please be a responsible dog owner.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I listen every morning on my turd route.
Yeah.
And again, on the podcast.
What's a turd guy do in the winter? Wait for the stuff, the snow to melt?
There's still turds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still making turds.
Dogs still got
to
poop.
And a lot of times the turds are on the top of the snow for a while.
It's probably easier. You'd have to deal with the cold, but
less smell.
They've got to be easier to scout. Yeah.
He probably prefers January to August.
Right. Oh, he probably gets a lot more calls, like right before snow is forecast. Otherwise, it covers it up for a while. So you want to get on top of that.
There was a turd scout.
You want to stay ahead of that.
In my neighborhood. And I put this on my Twitter page maybe a year ago. I was walking my dog around the... And his little pickup truck, and it says manure on the side, but it had a clever name to the business. And he was across the street in a yard, but his truck was sitting there, and I'm walking Chloe, and Chloe just stops right where the grass is in front of the sign on the side of the truck and just lifts his butt and just starts pooping. And it was like Chloe knew. It was like, okay, well, if you're here, I'll just dump it right here. You'll see this on the way back in your car, right?
Dogs are always like that. Like, this needs to smell like my turds, too.
Right. Yes, that's right. All right.
Got to add to the bouquet.
All right.
You bring the bags? Do you walk with the bags?
I do, yeah. I'm a responsible dog walker. I clean up dog poop, yes. If you don't, you're rude as hell. You know.
No, I definitely, our dog, there's dogs in 2 yards that are next to us, and she definitely concentrates her pooping on those fence lines.
Oh,
mark her territory.
Yep. Here's my ass right here, man.
Is it like if you're walking your dog and it's like trash day in your neighborhood?
Yep.
Is it
today?
Is it okay to like just lift up a trash can that's in somebody's driveway and throw those turds in there?
Great question. I if nobody's looking, yes. I've done that where my dog, I walk pretty much just an area right around the house, so I'm not walking a big distance with a bag. So most times I won't do that, but I have before. Walking past something, man, it's right there. And
it's a trash can.
And it's not like going to be laying at the bottom. It's on the top. I'm thinking,
But then they have turds in their trash can.
Yeah.
If they open up the lid to throw something away, they're like, what's that? Like, oh, sorry, man. I put
it's
turds
a trash
in there.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in a bag. I wouldn't mind if somebody did that.
I wouldn't either. But I also don't want to be the person that gets yelled at for it.
But you don't live in that middle class neighborhood that he does.
Yeah. You're
right. They're really high strung in those middle class neighborhoods.
Yeah. The other one was worse than this one. Yeah.
You get one Karen who spots you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like the other day, my wife told me this the other day. My wife and my daughter were out walking a dog.
Right.
And the dog stopped like she was gonna and then didn't. And the lady of the house came running out and
right.
was yelling at my wife, "You gotta pick up your dog's poop." She's like, "She didn't poop."
Right.
She just.
Oh, really? She came out and yelled?
Yeah. Came running out yelling at my wife. And she's like, "Lady, she didn't do anything."
Right.
Just a fart.
False alarm.
Just only a fart.
That would have been a good time for your wife just to take a dump right there on the driveway. Like, she did, but I did.
It's always a good time for your wife to take a dump right there on the driveway. But I did. Clean that up, bitch.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm out of here.
Like, how bored are you that you're just sitting by the front of the house waiting for somebody to come out and so yell at them with their dog?
No, I would lose. That's the consummate busybody.
Oh.
Yeah, I would lose if somebody did that to me.
But you see, I don't know where that email
Chloe stops once in a while. You see a squirrel. Oh, no. Face.
Nah, not right now.
False alarm.
Yeah, and that's what happened. And the lady just lost it on my wife.
I can always tell it's a false alarm because her paw just goes, waves it. She waves it towards me.
Yeah.
That's just a fart. Smell that bear right there.
I wonder where she learned that move.
Watching daddy.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're right. If I'm pooping in the woods, which I have before, and I never picked it up. I didn't even run my back legs and cover it up or anything. I just walked away from it.
Somebody found that and got really scared that there was a bear in those woods.
I pooped at a golf course years ago. I was out golfing with my dad, a buddy of mine back east, and it was after a night of heavy drinking. I'm going, ooh. And I actually did hit one into the woods, and I walk over there. I said, ooh, I ain't coming out of these woods unless I dump.
Well,
and I didn't see me. I just
there wasn't
my pants
probably
down.
Much to pick up.
No,
there.
It wasn't sloppy, but it was a big one. I just pulled the pants down, dropped it, you know, back legs, covered it up, walked
scooted
out.
Scooted your ass across the forest floor.
I never even told him. I don't know why I didn't tell him. I said, hey, poop back there. I just, because they figured I was just in there looking for my ball, and I was, and then I came back out and go, I didn't find a ball.
How'd you clean up?
Yeah, did you make sure to find some leaves that weren't poison ivy or something?
Towel?
I don't remember what
golf
I did.
Towel?
I think I picked a leaf up. I don't think it was that bad. I think it was just more like the Iranian dirty butthole guy for the rest of the course. I did do nothing.
You just assumed it was going to be okay?
I had to do it, and I did nothing.
Pack it in?
But
it wasn't that sloppy.
I didn't pick it
up.
Didn't
pack it out?
I was hoping just some other dude would hit one right into those areas. It was like a dog leg, so there's a bunch of balls in there. I'm thinking, that guy's going to walk up and say, hey, this isn't a dog. That's a human dump right there, brother.
Somebody's golf ball landed in your poop.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
You should have put a golf ball.
Play it as it lies.
And it made it look like somebody pooped a golf ball.
I should have. I don't regret it.
And you should
If I didn't do a dare, it was in my pants. It was in my pants.
There's no choice.
I don't regret it at all. I was a grown man pooping in a golf course. So what?
And put a good golf ball in there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would pick a Pro V1 out of a pile.
I know
of
you would.
And clean it up.
Right,
it's a Pro V.
What Pro V where they actually see the words right there?
Yeah. You
in
got
the poop.
The logo prominently displayed saying,
and just wait.
This is a quality golf ball.
That's like a $4 golf ball in that poop.
It's a golfing trap, right? You stand off and hide behind the woods and watch. Either side picks up the Pro V and the poop.
You weren't a good citizen. Did dig a hole? You know, you had the wedges.
I didn't have a shovel.
I did not. I didn't want to tell those guys.
We were golfing with a golf club.
We were golfing. I pooped and got out.
Time was of the essence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were in the fairway. My dad and my bud were in the fairway, and I wasn't.
Yeah.
Or I would have pooped in the fairway. I'm telling you, I was that bad. It was like all of a sudden I went, whoop, 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 up, shorts down, this is it.
He didn't just run off into the woods?
No, I was actually in the woods. That's why I was lucky, Nick, because I sliced it into the woods. I walked into the woods and thought, oh, whoa, where'd that come from? Oh, that ain't waiting to the next hole.
And Todd, slowing down play would have disrespected the golf course.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. So, of course, you're just going to go dump in the woods.
Yeah, right, right.
It's a gentleman's game.
I remember also I was at a this is my other favorite dump in when you have to dump stories. People always say, "Why don't you wait?" Well, you can't
because you would have if you could have.
Thank you. So I'm at a gas station and I was out of college. I worked for this company that before I got a job in radio, where you know those big overhead hanging things above the gas.
The awnings?
With the cigarettes things. They'd reach up and grab the cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
A convenience store. You know, I mean, yeah. Back in the old days, there was all those big ones up there.
Yeah.
They'd reach up because.
A shelf right in front of them.
We put those shelves up in these stores. That's what we did. So I'm at this crappy gas station, didn't have a bathroom for the patrons or anything like that. And I'm up there, I'm thinking, oh. And I even asked the guy, because it was one of those things I'm thinking the guy probably won't even let me use the bathroom. And I went around the back of this gas station. I'm just squatting by this thing. And somebody come around the corner. I'm literally just squatting there. And the guy goes, hey, okay. And he walks the other way. That was it. That was our exchange.
Just okay.
Well, it was a bad part of town, bad part of the city. And I'm thinking, he just saw a guy pooping by next to a trash can. He thought, whatever.
Might not have been the only time he saw that day.
That's what it seemed like.
He was trying to find some place that he could go.
I imagine that was it. I imagine he came around to poop there and saw me and said, okay.
That's my spot,
it's
dude.
It's full.
Guess I'll start a line.
Occupado.
You got to go, man.
I am now going to question every time you lose a ball in the woods when we're on the golf course together.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some of them are intentionally bad shots.
Maybe. You don't know.
Oh, no, I'm in the woods again.
Hey, Puss, I found your Pro-V in here.
Well, and the nice thing is we do know now that if we need to lure Todd into a situation that he doesn't want to be in, it's just a box of golf balls is all we need.
That's right.
Good ones, though.
Yeah.
Make sure they're good ones.
But, I mean, it sounds like you would do the most horrid thing ever if there was just one, you know, $4 golf ball at stake.
Right. Like beat a deer to death if it had one.
You just pick it out with the club. You got a towel there. Clean it up.
Yeah. Easy to do. Then you got a poop towel with you the rest of the day.
Well, then you wash the towel when you go home. I always carry several towels. Just in case.
Just in case there's a Pro-V one and some poop.
Right, would be the designated poop towel.
Where we got started. How did we get started on that crap?
Oh, let's not play that game.
I know, but how did we get started about pooping?
Oh, the dog poop scout.
Yeah.
Professional turd scout.
I blame the emailer. I do on that one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.